right, and the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 11. So this is letter number 3382. Baruch Hashem, dated the first day of Nisan Tavshin Tezvav. This is in 1955, Brooklyn. And the Rebbe starts, She'er Besori means a relative. Shin Bei stands for She'er Bar, a relative. Marenu Shmuel Menachem Mendel She'yichya Schneerson. That was his last name.
Same guy.
Same name, right.
Name.
Shalom Ubracha. So, the Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter dated the 26th of Adar and that one that preceded it. As you requested, I will be mentioning all those you write about them on the holy tzion of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles to everything they need, physically and spiritually. Now, the Rebbe, he wrote to the Rebbe, he actually was in the year of mourning. So he asked the Rebbe about the customs during the first year, and also what special traditions, customs are there for the Yahrzeit that are unique, special. So the Rebbe says, well, most of them have been brought down, most and almost all, in the booklets of Yud, Yud Gimel Shvat, and Beis Nissen. Of course, Yud Yud Gimel Shvat is the Yahrzeit of the previous Rebbe. Beis Nissen is the Yahrzeit of the Rebbe Rashab. They were printed already, so there's no need to go through the traditions. Everything is over there. Basically, the Rebbe tells them to go check, look it up. Now, the question is, he asked the Rebbe specifically, does a mourner lead services on Mincha of Friday, and Mincha of Erev Pesach? Again, Erev Pesach is also, Erev Pesach is considered a holiday. We don't say Tachanun. The question is, during Mincha, so the fact is that we don't say Tachanun over there. So I guess his question was, should it be considered like already the next day, since we don't say Tachanun, or maybe that's not. But the Rebbe says, generally the instruction is that the mourner always leads the services, with the exception in those days that there is a musaf, like on Rosh Chodesh. Then he does not lead services, even for Ma'ariv. In other words, not just musaf, but if it's a day that you do musaf, then he doesn't do any of the prayers. So that would include all the days of Rosh Chodesh, but Mincha of Erev Shabbos, we don't do Musaf over there, Erev Pesach, so therefore, you do lead the services. Now, he asked the Rebbe, what should he write on the tombstone, on the Matseva, what should he write over there? The Rebbe says, in generally, when it comes to these matters, you must take into account and be careful to both the honor of the deceased, but also in the honor of all the other ones who are his neighbors, I guess, in the cemetery, in the Beis HaChaim, in that cemetery. So if you are going to exaggerate about one and then all the others don't have that, You might be insulting them. So it should not be a change that can sort of insult or touch the honor of anyone that is lying over there. So therefore, if on the tombstones that are in this cemetery, in this Beis HaChaim, so there are descriptions, There's the usual, don't change the nusach from this matzeva. But the Rebbe says, basically, make it symmetrical, make it even with everybody else over there. Don't make it stand out. If they have a certain style or what they use, don't change this matzeva. However, but the Rebbe says, after the title, the naming, the title, the you should mention about where the person comes from, his lineage, again, not to insult or not to touch anybody else's honor, you know. But so the Rebbe says, especially, the Rebbe says that when this, his lineage, and in this case, he comes from the Rebbe, he's a Schneerson. So saying where the family comes from, so when it's engraved on the inscription on the tombstone, so those who pass by will either verbally or at least in their thought read these words too, next to the tombstone, next to the caver. They will sort of remind themselves and speak about, and therefore they will be mentioning also the lineage where he comes from. And the Zohar says that word go up and they break through the skies and they arouse whatever they arouse. In other words, your words have impact. Good, if good, good. You know, when you say something, it has impact. Brought down in the Holy Tanya in chapter 40. So people reading about the lineage, reading about the Rebbe, that is a positive. It also fits that Yom Yom we happen to read today in that Yom Yom, that in the shul of the Baal Shem Tov, they had a fight over there. So it's not only Haven. And one of the people said, oh, I would rip you up as a fish. And then the Baal Shem Tov showed him as if he's actually ripping up as a fish, because when you speak something, even though it's just in words, it does have an impact on a certain level. Here you see the Rebbe is saying from the Zohar, quoted in the Holy Tanya, chapter 40. And the Rebbe blesses him that you and your family should celebrate, and the whole family, the festival of Matzahs, as the holy instructions of our Torah, which is a Torah Chaim, Torah for life. I mean, the Rebbe's way of, he is actually writing about the passing, but the Rebbe says Torah is a Torah Chaim, so you should celebrate this holiday. So, this Rebbe, Shmuel Menachem Mendel, I actually met him when I was in, he lived in Jerusalem, he was an old man then, he's no longer with us, but this, even though this is in 1955, and I was in Israel, I was there in 1975 and 76, so, and then he lived a lot, many years afterwards, but he was, there's a lot of letters from the Rebbe to him, but he asked, the Rebbe says that he will mention all those he writes about. The Rebbe says the traditions for a mourner are already been printed, and the Rebbe gives the rule that a mourner goes down all the prayers with the exception, and in a day you do Musav, then you don't even do Mariv. And the Rebbe says basically the language on the tombstone should not be exaggerated, so it should fit with the others in that cemetery so that it doesn't affect the honor of anybody else. And but the Rebbe says write the lineage, that is something important, because words are in thought. When a person reads it, they have a powerful impact, and the Rebbe blesses him to celebrate the celebration of Pesach of freedom, and as our Torah instructs, which is a Torah Chaim, a Torah of life.